The funny part is the article is barely about taste. It's about defaults escaping into the wild.
Yeah. And once I got past the warm beige slander, I kind of bought that.
I did too. Also, my week has been weirdly low voltage, so maybe I was extra ready to get mad about serif fonts pretending to be strategy.
What the piece is actually arguing, I think, is that Claude design doesn't just help people produce design faster. It pushes them through a narrow path, so the output starts carrying the same signatures across unrelated companies. The sales deck example is the cleanest one because it's not vague vibrating. Two clients, same opening slide structure, same market map slide, same our move slide.
Right.
That's a recipe, not a coincidence. And then the article stacks the visual tells on top of that. Cream backgrounds, rusty accents, big serif type, tracked out subheads, those weird ticker bars, rounded dashboard boxes with glowy outlines. At that point, you're not spotting influence. You're spotting a house style leaking.
And that matters because the whole promise of these tools is supposed to be access. You get to make the thing without hiring the whole team yet. But if access means everybody shows up to the meeting in the exact same blazer, that's not neutral. That changes how your product feels before anyone reads a word.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is such an exploring next topic. We've been doing this since November and somehow ended up litigating whether a glow under a rounded rectangle is a civilizational tell.
Technically, the claim holds up pretty well. Anthropic's own guidance, as quoted there, apparently says the model has persistent default house style and generic negative prompting just knocks it into some other fixed palette. That is exactly how I'd expect this to behave. If the model has strong priors on what good modern design looks like, and most users give underspecified prompts, convergence is the default outcome.
Yeah.
Then add the implementation layer. The article mentioned Shadchen UI, Radix UI Drizzle. If the system keeps steering people toward the same component libraries and code patterns, you're getting sameness from two directions at once. One is the model's visual prior. The other is the finite set of building blocks underneath it.
That part rang true to me more than the hand-wringing about taste. Because taste is real, sure, but product defaults are stronger than taste for most people. Most people are not trying to discover a visual language. They're trying to get a passable deck out by 4 p.m. and go home.
Exactly.
So who should care? Startups, obviously. Especially early ones. If your site or pitch instantly reads as generated in the same afternoon as six others, that's a trust problem. Not because users are noble aesthetes. Just because sameness reads as low investment, and low investment bleeds into how people judge the product.
I think that's right, with one caveat. The article maybe overreaches a little when it implies the machinery is destiny. Even in the supplementary stuff around Claude design, Anthropic is pushing this idea that teams can ingest brand systems from codebases or design files. If that works well, a mature company with real assets should diverge more than some founder starting from nothing.
Sure.
So I wouldn't say the tool inevitably flattens everyone into one look. I'd say blank page users get flattened hardest, which, to be fair, is a huge chunk of the market the tool wants.
That's a good distinction, and it lines up with the people in the piece who weren't anti-AI at all. The designer using hand sketches and mood boards with image generation, the Figma executive saying the job is staying in uncertainty long enough to find something new that all sounded basically right to me. The labor doesn't vanish. It just moves upstream.
Right, right.
You still need somebody to decide what should be different. The machine can give you pretty good for cheap. It cannot care whether your thing deserves its own shape.
And honestly, this is the same pattern as templates, just accelerated. WordPress themes, Squarespace hero images, all that existed already. The article is strongest when icky, not when it treats genericism as brand new.
Cody, do you think people will even fight it? Because my read is most teams won't. They'll accept the default until the default itself becomes embarrassing.
Yeah, I think that's mostly true. Maybe not embarrassing, exactly. More like legible. Once everyone can recognize the tool marks, the default stops writing as polished and starts writing as unedited. Same thing happened with text. You can feel when nobody wrestled it into a real voice.
That is bleak in your special way. No, but I agree. And I like the article's last turn, where even Anthropic's newer bug and botanical collage branding could just get absorbed back into the machine. That's the whole loop. A company invents a look, the model learns the look. The look becomes a cliche, then everybody has to go all the way down again and find a new one.
This is exhausting, Justy. For designers, I think the practical change is pretty concrete. Stop treating generation as a creative act. Treat it as the rough pass. If you care about distinctiveness, the work isn't the constraints, the references, the edits, and probably in bringing your own system to the model instead of asking the model who you are.
Yeah, which is annoyingly non-magical but probably healthy. Okay, I'm gonna go stare at a few startup homepages and become unbearable about ticker bars.